We're back. We're on the scene. We're in Shanghai, where, of course, Bob Marley's playing over the sound system after the NBA Fan Day event here in Shanghai with the Warriors taking part in a fun day of skills competitions, shooting, and dunking that took place. The fans doing some of the dunking, and not bad dunkers. There are some leapers here in China, and Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier joins us here courtside in Shanghai. What a city.
Amazing city. Obviously lots of people. Really, I don't know what's the word to describe Shanghai.
Immense.
It is. Second tallest building in the world. Unbelievable. Sort of skyscrapers and city line, river running through it, and lots of cool, you know, shops and food. And it's actually, minus the travel, been a pretty fun trip.
You know, you look at what the opportunity is here for bonding with the guys. Not a lot of practice to be had, but a decent bonding experience here.
You know, our team has such good guys. That's sort of been well documented, and everyone, you know, talks about our culture. But it's fun to travel with a bunch of really good guys. And the downside to it for us is just we're losing some time with training camp, and we had a short summer anyway. So, you know, the upside is great cultural experience with a bunch of really good guys and a great city, great, you know, kind of interesting part of the world. And so we'll have to chalk this one up for the experience and gain some ground in the next week to be prepared for night one.
You know, they're popping the thunder sticks here in Shanghai, kind of wrapping up things as we enjoyed the event. Bob Marley has faded out, and we're enjoying the glow of really some awesome sightseeing for you. Let's kind of go through it here. We had that day trip to Hong Kong, very, very memorable stuff. And then in the mall the other night, some big Q fans. And they must recognize you, of course, as the most interesting man in the NBA. But when you see these fans and their enthusiasm, really, you got to give them all of the love back that they're given to us, because they are so enthusiastic.
It's pretty cool. I mean, you know, the power of the Warriors and sort of the Dub Nation that's, you know, hit the globe with its popularity, and then with me in particular, it's really tied to Steph and just his you know, success and his almost, you know, his warm up here. That's all people want to talk about, aside from his unbelievable play during games. But they really, it's amazing how much the warm-up has gotten attention. And I think it's kind of cool to see the popularity of not only Steph, but the Warriors and just the amount of fans worldwide.
You know, you think of the warm-up and you think of how that has become viral worldwide. You see kids doing it and doing it fairly well in some cases. I remember at the Under Armour Road Show 2 years ago, one of the kids that was a real standout was invited to his camp, the SC30 Select Camp that was held in Walnut Creek this past summer, and came from China to be part of a camp that really was welcoming the best players in all of North America. And here, this one lucky camper from China came to take part in things. And we're seeing the game grow here in different kinds of ways. I mean, of course, Yao Ming's success. We thought, well, gosh, there must be a flood of players coming through. Now Joe Chi is making a name for himself. But what are you seeing just when you're here that gives you some indication that the game has grown, not just with the fan enthusiasm, but actually on the court?
Well, you can see, you know, when you show up to the hotels, you can see the popularity right away. Airport, even the guards and a lot of the security, you know. So I think from a popularity standpoint with the fans and the people, that's pretty evident. I, you know, regarding Steph's warm-up and just some of these kids actually know the warm-up better than I do. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're going. I did an interview yesterday with some TV personalities and had to sort of teach them the warm up just for fun. And the couple of people that were involved knew Steph's warm up better than me. I had to say, "What's next?" Even though I kind of know, but it's like, "Go ahead, you show me." So, I think you know, as far as the popularity of the game here. I think you mentioned Yao Ming, and that he was probably the guy that started it all and created such a huge hype around it, and I think the country gravitated towards that, and then they started to really follow it, and then they followed our stars, and then they've had a few guys that have made the league since. So the kids, there's, you know, all the clinics that are going on, the NBA started something here that started to work with some of the better players, and so popularity not only of our players in our league, but the game of basketball has really spread through China.
We are walking in Shanghai with Q and talking about a variety of topics as we're enjoying these NBA global games, the Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what's your go-to back in the Bay Area for Chinese food?
Wow, what's my go-to? Well, I don't have a favorite Chinese spot, but there's a spot right next to the practice facility that's Vietnamese.
Oh, Le Cheval.
Yeah, Le Cheval is good. And there's a Thai, I really like Burma Superstar on, you know, on Telegraph. It's Thai and Burmese. So I'd say those are my two go-tos. Not really a Chinese spot yet, but those are my two favorites.
We'll come down to the peninsula one day. We'll go to Chef Chu on El Camino and San Antonio and Mountain View. It's very nice. It's very and House of Nanking in the city. Also good stuff. We'll get you in the swing of things. But really, as we wrap things up here, the opportunity for a cultural experience like this. Your first time in China?
My first time. I've been to Japan quite a bit. I did some camps there a long time ago, but this is my first time in China. It's an amazing place in many ways. I'm glad I came. If they could shorten the flight somehow, I'd be back.
I hear you. But a great time had by all. The fans, super enthusiastic, and it's a way to get a little bonding done before we start the season. I'm Lawrence Scott with Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier. This has been another amazing edition, a global edition of Walking in Shanghai with Q.